Most kids look forward to summer vacation. Paul Williams does not.
My pencil drops as I finish my last final exam of the year. I wait patiently for the bell to ring. To most students, this is a great sound, like firecrackers on the 4th of July. In my mind, the bell is an ignition switch to a time bomb that's going to explode when I least expect it.
Paul's reading from an essay that he wrote about his school and his tough neighborhood. He just graduated from high school in Houston, Texas, and he also just won this year's National Gold, which is one of the honors from the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards. He came to Washington to accept that award today, and he joins us now in the studio. Welcome.
Thanks.
You called this essay My Sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just describe how school is your sanctuary?
Being at home, like during the summer, so much can happen. Just being outside all day, all kind of things happen. When I'm at school, it's like I don't have to worry about anything, no trouble. I'm around a lot of people who don't, you know, get involved with anything that goes around by my house. So,
I guess what caught her eye about this essay is the fact that most kids look forward to summer break with eager anticipation.
I used to when I was little, because when you're little, like, no one really puts a lot of peer pressure on you around your house. But when you get older, all your friends, they want you to get involved in all kinds of things. A lot of my friends, they smoke, but I never smoke. And they don't do a lot of drinking, and there's all kind of drugs to take, but I stay away from them.
At what point, as you were growing up, did it occur to you that perhaps summer would be a hazardous time?
Probably right when I got in high school in the 9th grade. That's when everything started to happen. Because in the first semester of 9th grade, I went to a school close to my house, but I had to leave that school because I was getting like held back, being distracted, playing around in class and being like the class clown. And so I told my mom I wanted to transfer to another district. She worked in the Spring District.
So they got you to another school?
Mm-hmm. Like a suburban school. It's nice. I mean, it's not like my old school. There was like graffiti on the walls, but at Westfield, it's kept clean.
I'd like you to describe, if you can, this incident that occurred that you describe in your essay. It occurred on May 31st, 2001, and I wonder if you could just read a paragraph here. Several of your friends are standing around with you on a street corner, and just tell me what happened next.
As all four of us stood in the yard and reminisced, we were interrupted by gunfire. I heard two loud pops and watched one of my friends fall to the ground. We all ran as two arms hung out of a white Escalade truck and wreaked havoc on my block. It seemed as if the shooting lasted forever, but in reality, it was only a few seconds. I was still running after they stopped, but when I looked back, no one was there, not even the Escalade truck. Cautiously, I made my way back and one by one saw my friends laying helpless on the pavement. Blood surrounded them and their chest and limbs were practically torn from their bodies. Simba was an all-star football player, 19, around 6'6", with muscles everywhere. Girls were always trying to be with him, and when he couldn't deal with them all, he would call me his best friend. His muscles always saved him on the field. Today they were no use and were shredded like paper. I could hear the blood making a hissing sound while erupting from his body. How could the people that I had just been talking to be taken away from me in a few seconds? No one saw what was coming, and this only proves that once again, you can't let your guard down.
This was a drive-by shooting
mm-hmm.
in the 3rd Ward in Houston, Texas. Did you ever find out who was doing the shooting?
No, we never did. It just happened so quickly.
And I guess because you never found out who did the shooting, you don't even know if they hit their intended targets or not.
Yeah, I don't believe it was any of us. I guess they just wanted to make a point, I guess.
You write a lot?
Try to, but this made me write a lot more once I seen all the attention and things.
So you've graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
College. Go to college. I want to go for pharmacy, but I'm also going to try to do writing at the same time.
Paul Williams is the winner of the National Gold, one of the honors at the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards. Mr. Williams, congratulations, and thanks very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.